Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? I know you are. Picture this. Unseen forces, called hindering spirits, are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not. You carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. In the series every spiritual warrior has been waiting for, I'll guide you through the journey of unmasking the specific agenda of these obstructive forces in your life. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike, and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. Join me as we go on a war path to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Don't miss out on this life-changing spiritual warfare series. Unlock the secrets to conquering hindering spirits today at schoolofthespirit.tv.
Distractions. They're everywhere. It seems like the enemy knows just what to do to distract our heart. Especially when we have the opportunity right in front of us to seek and see the will of God. I mean, think of Martha. Here was Jesus right in her home, and Mary was at his feet learning of him. Mary was at his feet listening, hanging on every word he spoke. Mary was sitting at his feet, but Martha, according to Jesus himself, Martha was distracted by many things. She was distracted by much serving. The enemy doesn't really have to work too hard to distract us. We do a really good job of distracting ourselves. Come on, if we're honest, we do a really good job of distracting ourselves. We allow our phones to take over our prayer life sometimes. Ding, 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 social media notifications. We allow our minds to go down bunny trails, go down the rabbit hole. We allow ourselves to be distracted probably more times than we'd like to admit. Just like scripture tells us not to allow ourselves to be anxious, we're not supposed to allow ourselves to be distracted by our own thoughts, by outside noises, or even by demonic assignments against us. And here's the thing. The enemy certainly does come to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. We know that because Jesus said so. And Jesus is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. So clearly, the enemy comes to steal. The enemy comes to kill. The enemy to destroy. And one of those tactics, one of his favorite tactics, and this is even really honestly, it's a low-level tactic, quite frankly. Quite frankly, one of his favorite tactics is distractions, distracting your heart so that you can't hear the voice of God, distracting you from what you're supposed to be doing in the moment. Ever just find yourself thinking about something random, or you can't remember where you put something because you weren't paying attention to where you put it? Now you spent 30 minutes looking for what you lost. Where's your keys? Well, you lost your keys, beloved, because you were distracted. Come on now. So this is a nefarious, very subtle and very clever and very simple strategy the enemy uses against us. And if we can't keep our minds set in the right direction, if we can't discipline ourselves to think the things that we're supposed to think and to pay attention and to concentrate wisdom, if we can't pay attention, we can't gird up the loins of our mind. That's on us. We can't blame the devil. But we can't take authority over the devil And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take authority and break the powers of these external forces that bring distractions to our soul. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me. I'm so humbled that you would come in today and allow me to pray with you. It's one of my favorite parts of the day. One of my favorite parts of the day is spending this time with you. So come on in, guys. Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. I'd like to know. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Keep dropping those hashtags and keep commenting. I want to see 5,000 comments live on today's broadcast. I know we'll reach 1 million people over the course of the month with these prayer broadcasts, but I want to see you age at a higher level. Keep talking to me. Amen. Good morning in Parrish, Florida. Good morning, Donald in Alabama. Good morning, Julia. Good morning, Rita. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Patricia. God bless you. I'm so grateful that you've joined me. Hey, guys, I want to mention just really quick, remember our consecrate. Before we get started, we're going to listen. For those of you who are new, we're going to start our official broadcast in just a couple minutes. In just a couple of minutes. I'm waiting on a few more of you to get online, so that nobody misses a thing. Thankfully, these are stored and archived on my YouTube channel, these prayer broadcasts. If you want to listen to something, you missed it. Maybe you're listening on, you know, Instagram or TikTok and it's just not there. I don't know. You'll find them on YouTube, youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. And please, please, please subscribe to that channel. That'll really help me. If you subscribe to that channel, the more viewership we have, the easier it is for more people to find me, and the more incentive I have to create unique content just for you. I create a lot already. I'd like to do more. Amen. Keep dropping those hashtags. Good morning, Pastor Joy, Nancy, Barometer. God bless you. Sandy, Michelin, Sandra, Julia. Amen. Daryl, God bless you. Amen. And God, guess this quickly before we start. You remember when we did the 30 days of consecration? Remember that? We've seen so many miraculous testimonies. I don't have them in front of me, but people are sending in their testimonies from that 30 days of consecration, like healing of whole families, healing of entire families. It's crazy. And you know what? It's not really crazy. I expected it, but it's just, I don't know what the word is. Wild, man. God is good. And the book is finally out. I guess it came out yesterday. I was in meetings all day yesterday, all day. Meeting with some young people, a young person, and I was just there enthralled with that meeting. Very, very encouraging, very interesting. But the book came out yesterday. I didn't even know it. It's called Consecrated. And guess what? It's a Kindle, and it's also an audiobook. And I would highly suggest if you are seeking breakthrough, if you're seeking breakthrough, if breakthrough has escaped you, go pick up that book, because that could be the entire key to your next level. Lord told me last Saturday, he said, you're at a next level. That's why things seem harder. Well, that's true. And then I realized today, yesterday when I was in this meeting, I realized what much of the warfare was about to keep me from the moment I'm about to step into. So listen, check it out. It's on Amazon, Amazon Kindle. It's called Consecrated by Jennifer LeClaire. You're going to see my name on it. Be careful, because there's other books with similar names. People love to copy me. Amen. Flattering. People love to copy me, but it's Consecrated by Jennifer LeClaire, and you're going to find that as well as the audiobook. And I narrated it myself. There's prayers, prophecies, decrees, scriptures. It's all there for you. So check it out on Amazon. Listen, guys, we're going to read today. In just a minute, we're going to start. And share this quickly, guys. Share it on your timelines. Share it via Twitter. Retweet it. Do what you got to do. Get it out there for me. Your share could be the answer to someone's prayer, quite frankly. Your share could be the answer to someone's prayer. Really could. You never know what someone's going through. So get that shared out there for me. We're going to get started. Hello, Kimberly Dimmitt. God bless you. And we're going to read today. After we do the roll-in, you remember, these are all archived on my YouTube channel. We're going to do the roll-in there. And then we're going to do the victory decrees. We're going to read today. Those are prophetic words in religious spiritual warfare that the Holy Spirit shared with my heart. I hope they help you. They've helped millions of people. So I know they'll help you. Amen. If you need help. So track with me on that. Then we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to begin to pray. We don't know what's going to happen. We just know it's going to be good. We just know God's going to show up. We just know God's going to lead us and guide us, because that's who he is and that's what he does. We're going to exalt him. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. So we're going to praise him. Amen. We're going to do this his way. And then after we pray, we never know. We never know if it's going to be a prophetic word. We never know what's going to happen. Listen, if it's your first time, say first time. If it's your first time, it will not be your last time. God's going to bless you. Some of you are going to get healed today. Amen. So keep commenting throughout the broadcast. Track with me. Follow me as I follow Jesus, please. This is corporate prayer. So we'll hang out at the end after we do our, we're going to pray against that distraction. Listen, I think this is it for some of you. This is it, this day right here. Some of you have walked around distracted. You know you've missed opportunities. You know that you've lost money because of distraction. You've lost opportunities. You've time because of distraction. Many of you know this. And so we're going to break that assignment today. And I'm going to model the prayer. That way, next time you're dealing with a lot of distractions, you can come right over to my YouTube channel and watch and listen to this again. And, you know, just, hey, I need a Holy Ghost pep talk. I need someone, you know, to pray with me. I need to agree. And you can just play this over and over again. Amen. Put it on a loop. We've got a 24/7 prayer stream there for you on my YouTube channel, 24/7. I'm praying 24/7 live prayer stream. So go over there and get involved in that if that's going to bless you. And then we'll hang out and talk a little bit at the end. You never know what's going to happen. I might have prophetic words for people at the end. I might have a word of knowledge, just some wisdom and encouragement, some motivation. So check that out, guys. And we're going to get started here in 30 seconds. So quickly share this with somebody. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Help me get the word out because it's time to start. It's time to go. It's time to run. It's time to plow. It's time to push. It's time to pray until something happens. And something is going to happen today. And it's going to be good. So let me get my sip of water, sip of coffee. We're going to bring in these other platforms. Hello, Tammy. Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, I love you. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. Keep dropping those hashtags. Keep talking to me. And bring on these other platforms. Come on. Jesus. Good morning. I'm Jennifer LeClaire here. You've seen your leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Move. This is more the Holy Spirit pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by my brand new Kindle and audiobook, Consecrated. These are 30 days of prayers, prophecies, and declarations that will usher you into the Holy of Holies. Come on now. You can find that on Amazon Kindle or on Amazon through the audiobook, wherever you listen to audiobooks, iTunes, wherever you listen to your audiobooks. It's there for you, and this is going to light you up. We went through 30 days of consecration, and people saw miraculous breakthroughs, and now you can get all of the scriptures. You can read it. You can pray it through the audiobook. It's all there for you. Go check it out on Amazon. It's called Consecrated by Jennifer LeClaire. Make sure you put my name in there, and make sure you look for the Kindle with the audiobook. I'm really, really grateful to God that we were able to capture all these moments, so check that out. It is number one. It is number one on Amazon right now. It is number one, numero uno, to God be the glory. Amen. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, casting out devils. I'm also there on fourth Wednesdays for our midweek prophetic training. And every Friday night in the prayer room, guys, if you're in South Florida, come on out. Come on out to the prayer room. Come on out to the midweek. Come on out to Sunday, 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m. are our service times. We're going to look for you on Sunday. Also, you can watch online if you're not in the region. I've made a way for you. Ahop.online. You can watch online. You can watch online. Watch online. You're getting the hint. You can go deeper with us, become an official Web Church member, get into the online prophecy rooms, online healing rooms, online virtual, deliverance rooms, online life group. It's all virtual, but it's powerful. Online prayer requests, online pastoral advice. It's virtual, but it's powerful. Amen. Ahop.online/webchurch if you want to go deeper. Amen. Then second and third service, School of the Spirit at Ahop. School of the Spirit at Ahop. We're going into the deeper things of God. Sunday, we start our series on deliverance from family wounds. You've got a family. You were wounded at one point or another. Are you healed? If you're not, it's wreaking havoc on your life. I'm telling you, if you're not healed, you've got issues and you're not prospering because your soul's not prospering. Check that out. The 4 p.m. were in a series on nocturnal warfare, battling the demons that battle you at night, overcoming them, squashing them. Amen. And that's schoolofthespirit.tv/nocturnal warfare. So check those things out if it so blesses you. Today, we're reading from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, listen closely, When the Enemy Bombards Your Mind. When the enemy bombards your mind. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I've given you the helmet of salvation. Put it on. Strap it on tightly, says the Lord, for your enemy wants you to question the hope of your salvation. The enemy wants to bombard you with thoughts that aim to rattle you. The enemy wants you to forget who you are in Christ. But the Lord says, the helmet of salvation with which I have equipped you will help you guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Remember, the joy of your salvation and the benefits of our covenant, and resist the lies of the wicked one, says the Lord. Resist the lies of the wicked one, says the Lord. Resist the lies of the wicked one, says the Lord. Come on. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copies of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree. Father, thank you for the helmet of salvation. Help me resist the temptation to take it off and lay it down and open myself up to attacks on my identity in Christ. I decree the lies about my identity rebound off my helmet of salvation. I declare my helmet of salvation is secure, and I walk in revelation of who I am in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise and honor and glory. There is no God like you. You are the Most High God. You are the Almighty God. You are the God of all power. You are the God of all creation. You are the God of every nation. You came to seek and save those who were lost, and you found us. You found us. You saved us. You rescued us. You delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, who gave his life for us. So thank you. We praise you. We honor and adore you. There's no one like you. You are our precious, holy, reverend God. You are so good. There's no one like you. I can't get over it. I just can't get over it. I just can't get over how good you are, how merciful you are, how faithful you are, how long-suffering you are. There's no one like you. No one compares. No one holds a candle to you. You are the bright and morning star, the faithful witness, the forerunner. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you that you have set us up for success. The enemy sets us up for upset, but you set us up for reset, for prosperity. You set us up for healing. You set us up for eternity. We'll be forever with you, and you will wipe away every tear from our eye. We will have no more pain. We will have no more drama, no more trauma. You are the Most High God, so we worship you. We exalt you. We magnify you in every area of our life. God, would you help us to take on your perspective on every problem that we face? Father, would you help us to take on your perspective? Give us your perspective. God, help us see things the way that you see things, because you are not rattled. You are not overwhelmed. You are not overcome, but you've called us to be overcomers. So we need to get the perspective of an overcomer. We need to adopt the mindset of an overcomer. We need to grab a hold of the thought process processes and patterns of an overcomer. So help us, Lord, to first be overcome by your beauty. Help us, Lord, to sit in your presence and catch a revelation of your beauty, of your grace. Let us be overwhelmed and overcome by your presence. Let us be overwhelmed and overcome by your kindness, by your goodness, by your love. Let us be overwhelmed and overcome with the revelation of who we are in Christ. Who we are in your dear Son, who we are in the triumphant one, who we are in the breaker, who we are in Christ, God. Give us that revelation. That is the revelation that we need as overcomers. You've told us that we are more than conquerors. You've told us very clearly. You've told us very plainly. We are more than conquerors in Christ. Super conquerors. Nothing can by any means harm us if we keep our mind on you, if we walk in your ways, if we walk in your will. Nothing by any means shall harm us. Every enemy assignment will fade and fail and falter. Oh, Jesus, it'll fizzle out. So thank you. Help us to develop this mindset of an overcomer, of a conqueror. You've told us in your word, oh God, that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So help us to stop focusing so much, hyper-focusing on the attacks from the outside instead of hyper-focusing on the God who is on the inside, the greater one on the inside. Oh, the enemy's attacks sometimes, they seem overwhelming, but you will overwhelm the enemy of our soul when we keep our eyes on you. So help us today, oh God, to keep our eyes on you, to look up and in, not just around and about us, mesmerized and paralyzed by all the attacks against us, mesmerized and paralyzed by what people have said about us, those demon-inspired, fleshly, carnal Christians who want to attack us. Who cares what they say? I care. I care. I care only what the Lord says. Help us, Lord, because we want to live by every word that comes out of your mouth. That's the mindset of a conqueror, waiting for instruction. Like King David, even before he was king, he understood. Even before he took the crown, he understood. Even before he sat on the throne, he understood who he was. He understood who he was in God. That's how he defeated the lion and the bear. Not just one lion, not just one bear, but over and over, he overcame every enemy to his assignment. He overcame every enemy to his purpose. He overcame every enemy to his destiny. God, we see the example in the word of God, and we want to be like the worshiping warrior called David. We want to be one who understands who we are in Christ, because when we get it, no Philistine can come against us. When we get it, the Hittites have to bow before us. When we get it, the Amorites have to flee seven ways. When we get it, all these ites, all these pains, all these dramas, all these demons, they've got to go, because they will be afraid of the God in us who we know and who we serve. So give us that revelation, oh God, of who we are in Christ. We need to go deeper. We need to go deeper. We need to go deeper. David never lost a battle because he knew that the battle was the Lord's. He knew that you had equipped him and called him. He knew what to do and how to do it because he asked you, Lord, shall I go up? Shall I go up? Shall I go up? So help us, Lord, to always inquire, to inquire of your heart regarding the warfare that we face. Help us to always inquire of your heart, asking for wisdom, walking in the fear of the Lord, ready to pivot at a moment's notice, ready to go wherever you send us, ready to stop and sit if that's what you command us in the moment. You are the commander of the heavenly host, the captain of the host. You are Jehovah Tireb. You are are, Jehovah Gabor. You have never lost a battle, not a single battle, not a single one. Never, never, never. You never will. It's impossible for you to lose. You're the Almighty God, and you live on the inside of us. It boggles the mind. Oh, it boggles the mind. Oh, it boggles the mind. But it's real. It is real. It is real. You are a very present help in time of need. You dwell on the inside of us. You filled our spirit with your love, with yourself, with your power. Hey, the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Resurrection power that dwells on the inside. Oh, Jesus. You have set us up for success. So we will adopt the mindset of an overcomer. We will overcome every witchcraft attack in the name of Jesus. We will overcome every python attack in the name of Jesus. We, this is our declaration. I declare we shall overcome every lack attack in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall overcome every attack on our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. I declare we shall overcome. Come on, this is our confession. This is our confession. This is our declaration. This is our proclamation. I declare in the name of Jesus that we will overcome every battle in our mind. I declare we shall overcome every battle with depression, every battle with addiction, every battle with anxiety, every battle with lust, every battle with disease, every battle, every battle, every battle, every battle. We shall overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Hey, Sharabakete Rokotaraboshe. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even to the death. We'll do anything for you, God. We'll go anywhere you send us, God. We want to walk in 100-fold obedience, oh God, so that we have no open doors. And if we do have an open door, we can overcome it through the prayer of repentance. So whichever way we look, you've made a way because you are the way. Whichever way we turn, you've made a way because you are the way. Whichever way we go, you've made a way because you are the way. So we praise your holy name, the ultimate overcomer. You overcame an attack in heaven. The insurrection of the Lucifer tried to overcome you, tried to overtake you, and you cast them out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to cast him out. We're not going to allow him to run around and chase us and over to, nah, none of that. No. We're done with that. We're done fleeing from the enemy. He must flee from us. We're done retreating into a cave. He must retreat from us. We're done getting around with our head held down. He needs to walk around with his head held down because he has been utterly defeated by Jesus Christ on the cross. And it's in the name of Jesus, by the superior blood of Jesus, that we overcome. So we today adopt the mindset of an overcomer. That is our new mindset. That is your perspective. That's how you see us. God, that's how you see us. Oh my God, that's how you see us. Hey, that's how you see us. Oh, that's how you see us. God, that's how you see us as more than conquerors, as well able. You don't see us as grasshoppers facing a bunch of demonic giants. The Israelites saw themselves as grasshoppers. You see us as overcomers. You don't see us as fearful, pitiful creatures. You see us as more than conquerors because you've given us everything to succeed. So we press in to your success. We press in to your victory. We press in to your triumph because you always lead us into triumph in Christ Jesus all the time. You always do. That's what your word says. You're not a liar, so you will do it. Won't you do it? Nothing's too hard for you. So lead us and guide us into the mindset of the overcomer. And when the enemy tries again, because we know that he will, to overcome us with fear, to overcome us with anxiety, to overcome us with anger, we will shake it off and come up higher. We will shake it off and come up higher. We will shake it off and come up higher. And the enemy is under our feet. I declare it is so in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Shokotora basharabashe. Come on. Jesus, let's go higher. I've got more to pray. I've got more to say. I need you to share this quickly somewhere. Let's get the people on board. Let's get it amped up, cranked up, higher. We're going higher. Come on, let's do this quickly. I'm going to go get into this spirits of distraction. We're going to break that assignment against you. I wonder how much you've lost because you were distracted. I wonder how many people, listen, I wonder how many people have gotten into car accidents because they were distracted. I wonder how many people died of cancer because they were distracted. They didn't pay attention to the symptoms in their body. They could have lived, but they died. I wonder how many people have lost opportunity because they were distracted. I wonder how many times people have missed encounters with God because they were distracted, because they came with distractions. Come on now, quickly. Share this. Drop those hashtags. Keep the comments rolling. Listen, we know that Martha was distracted by many things with much serving. There's a time to serve, but we can serve without distraction. Listen, not to take authority over these addictions. What is to distract? Pretty sure you know what it means, but let's look at the definition. We can be more accurate in our warfare. Sin. Distract means to draw or direct something, such as someone's attention, to a different object or different directions at the same time. This is like magicians. It's a sleight of hand. The magician isn't really doing magic. He has no power to do magic. It's all the sleight of hand. It's all about distracting you, focusing your attention somewhere else where he does his little trick. They don't really saw women in half. It's a distraction. They don't really pull a rabbit out of a hat. It's a distraction. Much of what the enemy does to get you off kilter is bringing distractions. And I've been battling this thing on and on and on, and I finally overcame a lot of it. How did I do that? By seeing it for what it was, drawing greater boundaries around my life, and people don't like it. People don't like it that they can no longer just reach out to me, whatever they want, speak to me about whatever they want. But you know what? We can't be productive for the kingdom if we're always being distracted by everyone else's fires that they want us to come help them put out. Distractions. It means to turn aside. It means to divert, distract. And you know what an archaic condition is? That means definite from hundreds of years ago. Like what are the original definitions of distract? What are the original definitions of distract? It means insane or mad. In other words, drives you crazy. So let's take authority over this. Are you ready? First thing we need to do, though, of course, is repent. Come on, here we go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a good God and you are not distracted. Your word tells us that you watch over us carefully. You don't take your eye off the ball. Even when Jesus was on the cross, he kept his eyes on the prize. He wasn't distracted by the pain. He stayed on mission. He wasn't distracted by the mockers. He stayed on mission. He was focused, intently focused on seeking and saving those who were lost. He did not allow the Pharisees to distract him. He did not allow the Sadducees to distract him. He did not allow anything to distract him from his mission. So we know that it's possible, if we stay in tune with your spirit, not to allow ourselves to be distracted by our own issues or by enemy assignments against us. So, Father, would you forgive us today? Lord, we repent. We repent. We ask you to forgive us for all the times we have allowed ourselves to be distracted, our things, and feel compelled to immediately see who did what. Facebook, what a we're in the presence of God, and we'd rather check our phone than hear your voice. Forgive us. Forgive us for succumbing to the distractions of the age. Forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus. We want to be focused on what you're doing. Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. He wasn't distracted by the devil in the wilderness. He wasn't distracted by the devil in the Garden of Gethsemane. He stayed focused on the mission, on the assignment to glorify you. So we want to be like Jesus. So help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now we thank you for the authority that you have given us. And we take authority now over every assignment to distract our heart from your heart in the name of Jesus. We take authority now over every spirit of distraction that is on assignment to steal our opportunities, to kill our relationships, and to destroy our overcomer's mindset in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every spirit that works to sidetrack us in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit that tries to lead us astray and lead us away from the voice of God and the wisdom of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of distraction that comes to divert our attention away from the main thing. You tell us in your word that if we keep our mind on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. But that spirit of distraction comes to steal our peace, to divert us, to disturb us, to bewilder us, to perplex us, to puzzle us. You tell us in your word to seek out wisdom, that we need wisdom and understanding that is precious. And the demon power called distraction wants to flood our mind with all sorts of thoughts, all sorts of worries, all sorts of cares, so that we can't receive, grab hold of, and employ the wisdom that you're pouring out liberally upon us. We asked for wisdom, and we know when we ask, you pour it out. You said you'd pour it out. You said you'd pour it out. But the enemy wants to distract, so we can't receive. He wants to perplex. He wants to puzzle. He wants to trouble us, befuddle us, beguile us, occupy our minds, thoughts that we should not even be thinking. He wants to harass us. He wants to hinder us. So we take authority over all these tactics of distraction in the name of Jesus. These tactics of distraction, these are weapons formed against us. And we declare that no weapon of distraction formed against us shall prosper, but every spirit of distraction must be brought low. Bow down in the name of Jesus now. We command it to be so. We thank you, Lord, that you've not called us to be interrupted, but you've called us to walk in an eruption of glory. So we break and bind all interference in our mind. The battle is in the mind. We bind and break all the assignments to bring fires, distractions, dramas, traumas, all the many mechanism of distractions that the enemy bring our doorstep. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We give you no place in our mind in the name of Jesus. We give you no more opportunity. We give no place to the devil in the name of Jesus. No longer will we be preoccupied with issues we cannot change while we miss opportunities that are right under our nose. We break that cycle now in the name of Jesus. I said we break the cycle of distraction and the ill that it brings to our lives in the name of Jesus. No longer will we allow ourselves to be led astray by distracting spirits into a realm of thought that brings us down instead of lifts us up. We break that assignment and we break that cycle in the name of Jesus. All of the diversionary tactics of the wicked one, we shatter you and we command you to bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We will not be confused. We will not be disarrayed and disordered in our mind, but we will renew the spirit of our mind to your word, staying focused on your will, staying focused on the pursuit of your spirit and of the wisdom you want to pour out. We will not find ourselves confused, not knowing what to do because we were distracted and now we have to make a decision and now we have to make it now, but we don't know what to do because we were distracted in prayer. I'm against all of that. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it and we say that we are focused. We are focused on your will. We are focused on your word. We are focused on your voice. We are focused on your way. We are focused on your heart. And that is where our focus shall remain. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Come on, he's good. You have to break these cycles. You have to catch, listen, you have to catch yourself being distracted. Here's the subtlety and here's the deception. Many times you're not even aware that you've been distracted while you're being distracted. And then sometime later you'll realize, oh man, I was in the middle of a task. I was in the middle of writing an email, but then my phone dinged and I checked that. When I opened that, I saw a message on Messenger and I opened that. And that person needed something right away. So I stopped to do that. And then the phone rang and I picked it up and I had to deal with something else, another fire, another drama, another trauma. And then someone knocks on the door to bring a package. And before you know, 2 hours has passed and you've still not written that email and it was urgent to get it out several hours ago and you've blown your deadline. You've made problems for yourself. The person that you needed to call and reach is no longer there because you missed the window of opportunity to reach them. I'm telling you, this distraction tactic is wicked. I have done well in the last month in particular to really hunker down, and see this for what it is. Listen, there are some things in your life that only you can do. Nobody can do them for you. Those are the things the enemy is most likely to attack with distraction tactics. Only you can read the word for you. So don't be surprised when the enemy attacks you with distractions during your devotion time, right? All of a sudden, you remember you got to pick dry cleaning. Oh, you got to take out something for dinner. Oh. He also many times tries to distract you before you go to sleep at night. He wants to distract you with thoughts about the next day, what you didn't get done today, what you need to do tomorrow. So he distracts you. He fills your mind with thoughts. So you should be praying and thinking about Jesus as you go to sleep, thinking about how good God is and thanking him, showing gratitude. But now you're caught up with a distracted mind. Now you can't sleep. I'm telling you, this is a wicked assignment from the pit of hell, and people just don't see it. And they bow to it and they lose opportunities, time, relationships. You know, I was in a meeting yesterday from about 11:30 to about 2:30, 3 hours. And I was speaking with a young man. And we were just sitting there and having lunch and having a long conversation about spiritual things. And you know what? One of the things that impressed me about this young man was when he came and sat down, he put his phone away and he did not look at his phone again for several hours until he needed to text his wife. I did not look at my phone either. You know why? Because when you're trying to have a meaningful conversation with somebody, what's more important than that? The enemy doesn't want us to be where we are when we're there. You could be at your kid's soccer game, but your mind, you're texting your friends. So you just missed the goal, man. And Johnny says, Mom, did you see me hit the goal? And then you lie. Yes, honey. You didn't see nothing because you were texting on your phone. You were checking Facebook. People do this during worship in church. And then they expect God to speak to them. In church, on the front row in the church sometimes. Thank God people don't do that in our church. I have seen people in the church be looking all in their phone. And I understand there's an emergency text that comes through. Let's not be legalistic. What I'm saying is, if you're in the presence of God, what is more important than that? Why do we have to allow people to distract us with chatter during worship? Why do we have to allow our phone to distract us when the word is being preached? Do you know how that must grieve the Holy Spirit? And we should be blessed by the message when we weren't listening to half of it because we were thinking about what we're going to eat for lunch. Uh-oh. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Amen. I think the YouVersion app and all that's wonderful. But I really, truly believe that people should, and this, listen, I've never said this before and I never actually thought of it right now. I think it's great to have the YouVersion Bible, but I think we come to church, we ought to just open up the Bible. Because what happens is people try to track scriptures on the phone, but what they're doing is they're seeing every notification. Oh, here's some from Instagram. Oh, a text from my friend. How concentrate on the word of God when you've got all these notifications on your phone? Maybe you can. Maybe you have a supernatural power. But I just don't know that it's really healthy. I just don't know. And I know we write notes in our phone and all that, but if you can put all your notifications on silent, then fine. Here's the thing. My phone, it stays on silent all the time. I have to intentionally want to check to see if someone's contacted me. I used to have Slack on my phone. I took it off because I don't want to be tempted to check it. I used to have all these different apps on my phone. I took them off. Why? Because listen, if I'm at work, I'm going to be at work. And if I am with you, I'm going to be with you. Amen. So that's just the assignment of the enemy. It's just the assignment to distract you. And I'm not picking on people. I know young people like to look, do everything on their phone. I get it. But, you know, if you can do that without being distracted, that's wonderful. You know, but if you can't, if it's a temptation for you, when the preacher's preaching or during worship, when your phone vibrates, turn it off, because there's nothing more important. That's the enemy trying to steal the seed of the word out of your heart. And we just don't see it. Somehow we think, oh, God won't mind. Well, no, God's not mad at you, but you're the one hurting yourself. Amen. It's not just in church. It's sitting at the dinner table. It's aggravating when I'm trying to talk to somebody and they're more inclined to sit there and text somebody, and I'm talking and they'll tell me, oh, well, I can listen to you and text at the same time. Okay. All right. Okay. But it's rude. It's not engaging. It doesn't make the person feel like you're hearing them. If you care about relationships, you'll put your phone down. Or if you have to check it for a reason, at least you'll say, excuse me one moment. Amen. Come on now. Jesus. Is this respectful? It really is. Nothing notifies all. You go on your app. We're talking about phones now. Go on your app and you can turn off every notification. I don't get emails. Plus, you know what? Your battery will last a lot longer. Praise God. It is rude. Mildred, you tell them. You tell them. And God is good. He's good all the time. I love you guys. I'm trying to help. Listen, I've fallen prey to all these things. That's how I know. God, there's no condemnation. It's just let's get it together. What's more important to us than hearing the voice of God? Nothing. Nothing, right? Nothing. 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 Everybody doesn't need to have instant access. You know what? You'd be a lot more peaceful and less stressed out if you didn't give everybody access to you 24/7. I used to wake up in the middle of the night, get a drink of water, whatever, go to the bathroom, whatever, and check my phone. And sometimes I would see up in the middle of the night that would upset to the point that I couldn't sleep. So I stopped doing that. I used to look at my phone when I woke up in the morning. Guess what? I don't look at my phone when I wake up in the morning anymore. The first light I want to see in the morning is the Son of God, not my phone. So you won't catch me looking at my phone in the morning. You know why? Because people they send all kind of distracting, nasty emails. I don't want the first thing I see in the morning to be a fire. I want the first thing in the morning to be God's fire. Amen. Yeah, and that's right, Carol. People die because they're texting and driving. Because it's just so important. These distractions are killing people. And they're killing your opportunities. Guys, I love you. I want to remind you that my new book, it's number one on Amazon. And it's just Kindle. We haven't put out a hard copy. We're not going to put one out anytime soon. So if you want to get it on Kindle, you can. It's also an audiobook. It's called Consecrated, 30 Daily Devotions, Prayers, Prophetic Words to Usher You into the Holy of Holies. And you can get the audio version on Kindle or wherever you listen to audiobooks. On Amazon or wherever you listen to audiobooks. And go over there to Jennifer LeClaire. Go over to Amazon, type in Jennifer LeClaire, Consecrated. And, you know, in these last days, the spirit of the world is working to turn us away from the heart of Jesus. And if we're not intentional about cultivating intimacy with him, we'll stray from our devotion. So we can choose to abide in the love of our bridegroom. We can press into his heart. We can burn and shine in a dark world. We can adorn ourselves for his second coming. You know, we can choose that. And with a charge to call the church back to her first love, you know, I've created this. That's part of the reason why I created this, to call the church back to her first love. 30-day devotional experience. It'll set your heart ablaze with scripture, prayer, and prophecies, full of prophecies. So consecrate it. This book will inspire you to surrender your heart at a deeper level, cultivate a burning passion for Jesus, live as a living sacrifice for his glory, and remove everything that hinders love. Listen, there's going to be a wedding. We need to prepare ourselves for his soon coming. This will help you. This will help you. Some of you went through that 30-day challenge with me, and now we've created a book out of it. So Everything that was in the challenge is not in the book, and everything in the book was not in the challenge. So, but get that if it's going to help you, if it's going to bless you. If it's not, just skip it. Amen. If it's not, just skip it. I'm trying to produce materials that bless you. Amen. Here's a link. Actually, I found a way to shorten the link. Praise God. I'm just putting the link up. It's https://a.co.d. I don't know why it's so strange, but Amazon just gave me a direct link to it. So you can go there and you can find that. I need to put that on my website as well. Amen. 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 So check that out if it's going to help you. It is number one in Christian prayer. And if you do purchase it, do me a favor and leave a 5-star review for me.
Part of this, listen, if you're tired of being held back and hindered and delayed, it's time to get equipped. You know, you're going to learn spiritual warfare strategies to deal with these hindering spirits in my course, Conquering Hindering Spirits. Now, you can take the free training, which is going to be on Saturday. You can sign up for that at jenniferleclair.org/events. That's going to be about 30 minutes, but I've got hours and hours of teaching. And listen, if you're seeing delays and obstacles in your life and nothing that you do is bringing breakthrough, this course is for you. If you want to understand the many different ways that hindering spirits are working to combat your progress, this course is a good fit for you. I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface here. I could teach on this for hours, and I have taught on for hours. If you want to know for sure if it's God or the enemy bringing delays, or if it's you or somebody else, so you can pray rightly, this course is for you. If you want to destroy the power of hindering spirits wreaking havoc on your life, this course is for you. Listen, hindering spirits stopped Paul the Apostle. He was able to wrestle the beast at Ephesus. He was able to blind the sorcerer, right? He was able to deal with, but he was able to raise the dead. Come on, heal the sick. But hindering spirits stopped Paul more than once. If they can stop Paul, they can stop you, they can stop me. But we have the advantage because we can read about Paul's experiences. We can renew our mind with the word. We've got the whole New Testament. Paul didn't have that. He wrote the primer on spiritual warfare. We watched him go through battles so that we can learn from what he went through and apply it to our life. By the end of this course, you will have gained understanding into the enemy's agenda. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one way he does this is by releasing hindering spirits at your life. So when you see this, you're going to feel a righteous indignation and violent faith is going to rise up. And some of you just need to get mad. I'm telling you, some of you just need to get mad with the devil. By the end of this course at schoolofthespirit.tv, you will have received insight into hindering spirit manifestations. You know, many people, as Emmanuel said, you know, is it a spirit of delay? Hindering spirits do a lot more damage than delay, I'll tell you that. The assignment goes much deeper than that. You may be surprised when you take this course and find out how much the hindering spirit has wreaked havoc on your life, how much warfare has been brought into your life through these spirits. You will have seen signs of hindering spirit attacks. These spirits, they come in subtle ways, and not so subtle ways. And, you know, maybe obvious sometimes and not obvious at other times. I'm going to teach you the signs. It's not a perfect science. You can't just tick a box, but it will help you to become aware of these assignments so that you can pray and say, God, is that what I'm dealing with? Rather than just beating the air and, you know, coming against hindering spirits that aren't even coming against you. You don't want to pick a fight with a spirit that's not got you off their radar screen. You could have more warfare than you can handle. You're going to learn how to avoid blindsides from the hindering spirits. If you could bind the hindering spirits' operations before they had a chance to array themselves against you, then wouldn't you be happy? You can. I'm telling you, you can. You can discern the hindering spirit creeping around and bind it up before it strikes. By the end of this course, Conquering Hindering Spirits at schoolofthespirit.tv, you will have drilled down to the root of the hindrances. Because we want to blame the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. And sometimes it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's the devil. Sometimes it's God actually hindering you. We don't like that. But this is a real big issue. And we need to discern it. And you're going to learn how to decimate hindering spirits. I was dealing with the hindering spirit even when I started teaching this class. When I started studying for this class, I got whacked. And I had to learn how to overcome this thing. Because I can't teach you something I'm not gaining victory over. And you know what? That spirit will come against you again and again at different times in your life, and you need to be equipped.
Now you can watch the course will start. There's a timer up. You can grab hold of it. You know, you can watch the lesson again and again. It doesn't expire. You can log in. You can have a platform there. It's going to be interactive. And if you're not sure if this class is for you, I really want to say this before I pray for you. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Look for Conquering Hindering Spirits. If you're sick and tired of being hindered, you know, this is for you. Look, you can't wish hindering spirits away. You can't depend on pastor to pray them all out for. You can't call me up and say, hey, would you deal with this hindering spirit? When you put your foot down, God will put his foot down. You know, if you've done all you know to do and you're still battling something that you can't see and you can't get the breakthrough, weeks, months, years, like Dale, you know, like the other man of God, hindering spirits are probably in the mix somewhere. You need to learn how to battle back. Now, you can go study this out in the Word for 30 hours like I did, or probably I studied more than that, quite frankly. Or you can take the course and get the fast track and get the answers. If you want to make it for lost time, this class is for you. Delays can be frustrating and they can set you back. But once you break through hindering spirits, you're positioned to see time redemption. You're in every area the enemy meddled. It's just a matter of time. Please grab hold of this course while you can. It won't be available forever. It's on the site right now at schoolofthespirit.tv. Grab a hold of it while you can. It's on ultra early bird. As a matter of fact, if you're able, go there right now because the clock is ticking. And once it's gone, it is gone. Let me pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are good. There's nobody like you. And you made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. But Lord, we are ignorant in many areas when it comes to warfare. And thank God we don't have to be because your word brings light. With the interest of your word comes light. So we thank you, Lord, that you begin to teach us and train us so that we can send these conquering spirits fleeing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Conquering Hindering Spirits. You're going to find some other free courses over there for you as well. So take advantage of those while you can. I love you guys. Have a breakthrough day.